Thank you, God, for your son, Jesus, and for providing for all our needs. Amen.
L'chaim. Thank you, Matthew Berry.
Thank you, Matt. And L'chaim. How you doing? Spooky as well is with us.
I'm doing incredible.
So are
my arms.
Oh, you, of course. We'll get right into it. You, of course, are talking about the match between you and Deuce Deuce, which is coming this Tuesday.
Yep.
A lot of people, I'm saddened to say, cannot hear us right now live. Obviously, you're downloading this. Your brother gave me the password to the server.
My brother, Michael.
Right. When our website resets, I have to go in and do high-tech technical things. So I write... Put in a password is the high-tech technical thing. I lost the password. I can't go in and reset things. He made me paranoid to save it on the computer, and now I don't know it.
So you didn't go save my password, and you wrote it down somewhere, and it's something really obscure, and it's not there anymore.
It's not here anymore. Mm-hmm. So this right now for today, Friday's show, is a Pal Talk only show. We tried to do it. Some people know
it's
that.
It's a camera show, keepingthegirl.com/support.
Camera. we tried to do it through Talk Trap. These names are so fucking stupid. All of them. That's dumb. So anyway, some people know that it really doesn't affect you in any way, but our host at this moment in time right now is TalkShoe, and they
have this live service where they really, and that's part of what they really want everybody to do, is use their live service where you can press a button or, you know, log in. And then everybody will be able to hear your show live.
Right.
So because our feed doesn't have a password right now, we thought we'd use that. But it keeps buffering for people.
Right. That's okay.
I'm gonna start my own hosting of live feeds site, and I'm gonna call it Clever Name Jerkoff.
It should be called Clever Name Jerkoff.
I don't care what I'm selling. That's a Keith Malley reference.
TalkShoe servers.
Matt has edited way too much of Keith.
I like to reference Keith's comedy back at him, and he doesn't even realize it's his joke for a couple of minutes.
But you know what I do like? I'm like, that's fucking funny. But I'm telling you, you guys, Friday night, you overloaded the TalkShoe servers, and Twit does a show on there, and is TalkShoe lying to us? Because I don't see how. There's too many people listened on Friday, and we couldn't do it.
And we've tried
we tried it before. Oh, well, so that's why it's top secret. But it's news like this, news from Crazy Cap from Canada, that makes me a little sad. He said, I want to thank you guys for helping me through a bad day. Yesterday, we found out that my grandfather is dying from cancer that is through his whole body. I was crying, and I'm all fucked up, so I turn on Keith and the Girl, talking about Thursday's show, and I listen to that show, which helped me get through the day. How many people right now are we not bringing happiness to? TalkShoe. Are you happy? How many people have cancer? They're still sad.
Are you sad with your cancer?
Oh, I hope you're happy.
And all the people with lupus. They can't get to the... No, our one person with lupus that we know can hear.
The lupus is on the cam. Don't worry about
lupus
it.
Lupus is being represented.
Well, let's hope nobody fucking died in the last 6 hours, TalkShoe. Thank you. Who knows? I'm going to assume this isn't true, but fooey. The best part is that my 92-year-old grandpa is getting a Keith and the Girl tattoo.
We don't care about him. He's about to die.
We need people that spread the word and can show off the tattoo.
He can't be out advertising when he's underground.
Is it across his forehead and it's an open casket situation?
Wow. So let's get to it.
Wait.
Business first.
Spooky just wowed me. No. Spooky, a man named Spooky. one of the whitest men I know just wowed me. I feel very precious.
You made him wince. It's lovely.
That's when you know your show hits.
No, you know what happened? Because I'm spending so much time with so much testosterone for the last few hours, you people overloaded me.
It's fun, right?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Kendall was talking about, Kendall like setting up me going out with other people. Like, but it could be friends I already have. Not so I get to know new people. Like, I'm setting you up on a date. You go out and you do things. Yay.
I set up.
That is a good point, right?
Interesting.
Matt always points out, well, why is she doing that, Keith? Oh, I didn't think it through. But
I set up Keith and Spooky to work out together and figure out the machine.
Wow.
I'm going to be setting them up again because they don't know how to follow through.
I want to say that we do know how to follow through. There was just you guys having trouble posting shows with problems and other things that were going on and circumstances beyond control.
I understand that. If it was under my control, it would be under control. So
did Hans and Franz still have other clothes on when you came home after they were working out?
I am very, very excited about the machine. So anyway, she decides to, I'm just saying.
That's a joke. You didn't even realize it. Like, I am very, very excited about the machine.
I have a couple of guests coming this summer, and one of them is Relic. And I'm like, okay, so I have to figure
what's
out, like,
MySpace?
MySpace.com/stalkerboo. So anyway, so I'm thinking, like, and I'm, another friend is the girl that I was talking about that I met in Israel that I knew a long time ago, and we're still friends. Anyway, so I'm starting to think, like, oh, how am I going to host them? What am I going to do with them? And blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I can't pick everything to do with Relic because he's a guy, and I'm just going to, like, girly overload him, I'm afraid. So I'm like, okay, I'm setting him up with Keith and Matt and Spooky and whatever other dude, and they're going to a strip club, and I'm organizing the strip club meeting, and I swear to God, I picture me dropping you guys off going, have fun with the titties.
That's funny.
Did you think for a second, like, is it okay if I go too? Like, if you go?
For a second, of course.
And then, of course, we're all hanging out and just talking about chicks and shit, and she's like, never fucking mind. You guys are gross.
No, I know, even if I wanted to, like, I'm not allowed. This is like, right. I'm setting this up for a reason. Go testosterone it out. I don't want to see it.
And you got the whore funny money from your brother.
Yeah.
Right? So it's like, here,
brother,
guys.
My brother left me
a large sum.
Did he write the password to the server on the back one of his pages?
Probably. It's just too late.
But if you want the VIP room, you have to know the word.
It's actually scrambled. There's one letter on each piece of the paper, and you have to put it back together.
That's how my brother got the password.
About that stripper money. Is that, I mean,
you go in, this is for scores, I believe.
It's kind of like gambling. It's like chips.
You go into a fancy pants.
Can I double down
club?
On the whore in the corner?
Yeah. Oh, you're gambling.
That's what
Trust
I did,
me.
Matt. Are you sure you don't want to go with me?
No. You're definitely.
I'll skip the trip with Relic and these bozos.
You walk in, and I don't know if it's for booze. It's probably just for the chicks. But you want a lap dance and things like that. You trade your real money for the funny money right away. And that, of course, is so that you're going to spend that money.
You didn't even get dollar bill ones. You
20s,
got like 20s.
The 20s. So you're not looking at it like you have a stack of real 20s. You're going to tip in 20s. It's not real money anymore. You had a few in you, and you have Monopoly money.
Right. I think I had another visual where...
How dirty must those be? I know real money is probably really dirty, but after those have been in circulation a few years...
I don't think they circulate it too much.
They circulate all around titty bar.
I don't know, because I'd like to think that they don't.
Circulates all through their systems.
Anyway.
Yeah, what was that stripper trick you were telling us that you like so much?
I don't like it.
I don't circulate.
The girl I went to high school does it.
Wait. By the way, this is another thing. Like, I bring up the strip thing. It's all my fault. All my fault. And they go into, like, stripper stories and things, and I'm like, what did I just do?
Oh,
that's
please.
Gross.
But wait, I had another visual.
When your other boyfriend
gets
here, it won't be so weird.
Oh, it'll totally be even weirder.
It's good. I know. I'm just saying, you got a good track record going here. If you're underage and into the show enough, just start talking to Henda. She sooner or later will be hanging out. You guys will be doing productions together.
Relic is 27 years old.
I'm talking about Jesse here. Then, if you're just still into the show now, you can start hanging out and talking a little bit. She'll fly you in, set you up with a strip club, so that you get all that part out of you. And then you can all the boyfriend stuff you can do with her.
Anyway, my other visual is because these things are 20s and I have like $80 or $100, right? So I picture me going.
Deuce
like,
just wrote in. I like strip clubs. I'm just kidding.
So I picture me.
I'll be there all week.
So I picture me dropping you guys off and go, you get a 20 and you get a 20 and you get a 20 and everyone's happy. I swear to God, I think about this a lot.
Can you even get in with 20 score bucks?
I think it's $20 to get in.
Is it $20?
Why not? It was real money that
they
got
admission.
Once.
True. Right. Yeah.
If that's what people are going to think. They don't know. It's actually real money. You're going to have a strange patch in your face for that same
What is
20.
The exchange rate at scores?
I believe it's the same. I'm going to assume.
It's the same.
It is?
It's the same. They just want
weird.
You to look at your funny money and go, this is not real money. Who gives a shit?
Wouldn't it be awesome if it was really complicated?
You have to do math.
Yeah.
It's based on like the going rate of gold or something.
You have to use an ATM and they convert it to yen first.
Or just like, you know, you give a 20, you get back fake 10, but it's from a pair of, you know, bare breasts, and you're like, I guess that's right.
Does the ATM have like boobs on it? Like, you go in there and you have to like maneuver the boobs. in a certain way.
Rotary dial your PIN number in joke. With the boobs.
No, it's a vagina, and you have to make the ATM come, and that's how.
You rub the ATM's clit. You rub it, and then you're like, it's like no.
Everyone fails. They all leave miserably.
Yeah, who's going to these strip clubs?
Me, I win.
Exactly. You show up, and you're like, can I bring a little Sony Watchman with Rachel Ray on it? Because I will win all afternoon.
This is what Brenda's saying. When you're in Canada, watch out for the loonies. Those dollar coins get tossed at stripper vagina, and she swears no joke, if you hit the bullseye, you get a prize.
Oh, wow.
Canadian strip clubs are weird, though, because I hear that there's weirdos that go to them, and because the loonies are coins, they actually like take a lighter and heat them up. And then throw them at strippers to, like,
burn
them.
Why would you
do
that?
They already have enough bad things in there. Their father already did that to them growing up.
Their father, the person going to the strip club's father did it to them.
Yeah, that's too much.
You fucking Canadians. Animals.
PK. We're going to kick your asses, fucking Canadians. July 13th, we're coming at you.
For all the fucking burned strippers.
We're gonna get the dodgeballs all hot and throw them at you.
I think it's because they can do full nudity without in the
more gash for your cash. That's what they say.
That is lovely wordsmithing. That is just lovely.
In California and New York, everybody goes, you know what, one day I'm gonna make it up north. And I'm going to show my gash. That's where the good girls go. The fucking hot. The tens. They
Niagara
go to Canada.
Falls, Canada.
July 13th, get on a bus with Relic and come on up to Toronto, Canada with all of us.
He won't make it weird. He'll just IM you like 2,200 times a day.
You are so jealous.
Is it going to be the more gash for your cash tour?
My gash? Don't worry about my gash.
No.
I don't know.
When in doubt, I reference my vagina.
That's her go-to joke. That's her go-to.
PK, though, is saying the ATM at Scores, and you know how we like to complain about, love to complain about ATM fees here in Spooky in the City. He gets all riled up by it. At Scores, $10 to get out $100.
Wow.
$10.
Let me tell you something, though. Spooky gets confused every time when we go out, though. Like, what? This doesn't take ATM for my $5?
I don't understand.
No, again, Spooky, it doesn't.
There's a bodega in my neighborhood that takes credit cards. It's wild.
A lot of them do, though.
It's wild. I walked in there, I was like,
everyone,
this is Spooky 7.
I've seen one bodega that does take credit cards. All of them usually have their own little ATM machine there, so that when you pull out $20 to go buy a $1 soda, they'll get another $3 fee off of you,
but
so you just paid nearly $5 for a freaking can of soda.
Right, but you know this, but you'll never have cash on you.
Yeah, buddy. Pass that over. little beer for Spooky. I got that from Deuce Spooky. It's a
is this a preview for what I'm going to get for Nice Guy Eddie's on Tuesday? Because he's going to buy me a whole meal there.
Show the camera so somebody can record this and make Deuce cry.
He did say when I drink it, I have to on the air. If I do, I have to say L'chaim Deuce. So I don't know if you want to give him a shout out or anything while you enjoy his beer.
L'chaim, Deuce. Guess where I'm at? I'm drinking your beer.
Open it so you can hear it.
There's right another sound bite.
Oh, yeah.
So this is on the forums now regarding Tuesday. Spooky started, wrote a post on
Let's quickly say what Tuesday is. Okay. Deuce was here a few days ago saying that he can kick Spooky's ass. We set up an arm wrestling match at Nice Guy Eddie's this Tuesday at 8 o'clock. About 8:15, 8:30 is when the arm wrestling actually happens. And winner gets the other person, winner gets a meal from the other person, a meal and drinks, only for 2 hours.
I made Deuce promise he wouldn't cry, so it won't be weird.
I do think it's cute you guys are going out to dinner to hold hands. I think that's very cute.
You're turned on by that? You're bringing the video
camera. I'm bringing the video camera.
Matt turns everything sexual.
What are you talking about?
Are you noticing that?
Oh my God. I'm the one.
What's up, Matt? What do you want to say?
It only took like one day. On a thread that I wrote, that I put up as soon as that show was done, where Deuce was calling out Spooky. And in that day, there's like 4 or 5 pages of whose sides people are taking. And people are saying, you know, Spooky, Deuce, this and that. And a lot of people, if not most, am I wrong, are rooting for Deuce.
That's fine. I have no problem with that.
Spooky not only doesn't have a problem with it, he's taking bets. And he posted this. All you pussies on Team Touchy Feely. That, of course, means Deuce. Please don't hurt my feelings, Deuce douche. Clever. Yeah, yeah. Here's an opportunity for you to make some green. Right. I will give 2-1 odds to anyone who wants to bet against me. $5 max bets. Deuce can't win with either arm.
That's right. Two opportunities to win.
Five will get you 10. Two chances for you to win.
Wow, this is as confusing as a scores exchange rate.
Oh, they're going to miss you at Coney Island. On top of that, I will change my intro to Spooky in the City to anything Deuce wants it to be for the rest of the entire year 2007. But some of you shit talkers need to show some balls and ante up.
Oh, I didn't read that part, Spooky.
Yeah. That's right. Wow. I'm not a fucking... Well, like, it's not a fucking sure thing anyways, but yeah, I'll fucking put a little something on the line.
And then people go, I thought this things don't bother you, but it's like, quit being a faggot. Are you betting or not betting? PayPal only. Make your payments by May 31st. The Spooky Manifesto at gmail.com. He is already telling you how you can pay him. He's not worried. FYI, he'll help you out, too, to make your choices. I'm about 190 pounds. Decide for yourself if you think I'm fat, like Deuce says, or a twig, like Rye says. 5'10 and bench around 260. Ralph had 100 pounds on me. Ralph is from Canada. Real big guy that beat Spooky Arm Wrestling. Ralph had 100.
Ralph is like the...
He's a tank.
Jacked. He's jacked.
Yeah, yeah. Like, he should look scary, but he's like the nicest person, so...
Ralph had 100 pounds on me, and I held him for at least a minute before realizing I couldn't beat him and couldn't outlast him either. Deuce is 150 pounds lighter than Ralph. Oh, and when you boys lose, like I told Deuce, you aren't allowed to cry. Very nice. PK says, Spooky, I'll give you $20 to let Deuce win. His self-esteem needs to help it. Just don't tell him. This isn't the first person to say something like that. And whatever money you're doing, I would pay that much money plus one to see him cry.
I love, though, that Deuce thinks I'm the mean one. I would never say anything like that.
It's awesome. It's because he has, like, issues with between, you know, males and females in his life. You know what I mean?
I like...
That's why Deuce thinks that I'm the mean one?
Yeah, I think that's
Did
what
you
it is.
Really get that?
That's what I'm picking up. That's what he's putting down. Anyway, I do think
I just feel like he thought that we would click in a way that he's not thinking we're clicking, but he does, but he doesn't.
Well,
and
come
just
on. You guys both hang out in TA.
Oh, that's true.
Tel Aviv.
I do.
Matt
think
has been using TA like he
all
you've
day
used
long.
It, yeah, you've used it 20 times today.
How often
it's
can
growing
you mention
on me.
Tel Aviv?
I like mentioning Tel Aviv. And
work
my
that
other
into
thing
my
is,
conversation.
I got some new vocabulary for y'all. If you want a little lesson, AOP. Anybody know AOP?
No.
That's your sweatshirts with your all over print. My AOP. You and my AOP. I also like to use it for other things. Like, dude, that is so AOP. You're so AOP right now. Anyway, choose whatever you'd like.
Do you like to use that?
Dude, that's so assed out. Will you stop? I'm going to go hang out with my boys in TA. I do think that it's very funny how confident Spooky's thing is, because Spooky's like, I will give you the opening song to the rest of my year.
That's crazy.
Although...
No. Let's make this clear. Do you understand? Deuce isn't going to pick a song. He's going to pick, you know...
Something to say.
Well, either way, I know that Deuce also was very confident when he said, he'll probably beat me,
right.
You know, if we were in a fight to the death, I would kill him.
So I enjoy this wholeheartedly. Spooky then made a post of a list of all the people saying he would lose. Big Roger, Jesus, LJ, Arcada Cat, Jolene, Cubby, Balzon, Brian Ward 81, Penguin, The Tickler, Rye. Rye twice? Am I wrong? St. Marcos, JWDD27. A lot of people are going to be called out. Cubby, put up $5. Balzon, $5. Michael G, $5.
I have to say that I was really surprised at first that people were picking Deuce's side more because Spooky,
he's
like,
a
you're.
Pussy.
Because
say
you're
it, we're friends.
Because you're I feel like you're more involved on the forums, and then I've realized that you're more involved on the forums pissing people off.
Yeah. It's my hobby.
Plus, I feel like they see him as the underdog and are like, no, you can do it, yay, we're behind you.
I don't think they see him as the underdog.
I think they do.
I think they think that because he was in the Israeli military that
true.
He's some sort of badass cutthroat mean
and
motherfucker.
Again,
I'm from fucking Texas.
Deuce is in great shape. He's in great shape.
He
Shirt
can run
off.
Away faster than I can.
I know it's going to be fun, and I know that list that Keith just read reads sort of like a gunman list.
Yeah,
like,
it does too,
like
right?
Steve Buscemi and Billy Madison. Like, are you going to like cross somebody's name off when they say something nice? Put on some lipstick.
who are you rooting for? You don't say who you're rooting for. Who do you think's going to win? I've already said I think
hesitate.
Spooky.
No, I don't. I think Spooky's going to win.
Matthew?
I think Spooky's going to win, but I.
Whether you want it to happen or not.
Wait a second. Does Does Deuce get to use his baggage as a counterweight on his arm?
Ooh, very nice. Fist pound, sir.
It's hard for me to root for someone who already feels defeated himself.
I know. That's what's hard about it.
I mean, not
Deuce,
to root
honestly,
for him, but to think that he's going to win. He said he's going to lose.
Really? Let me tell you something. Nick Starr, I found out. You remember Nick Starr? We called him up when he talked about us on Nobody Likes Onions, and we will not quit harassing him until he apologizes for calling Hemda's hair the N-word.
He can't hear the show. He's living in his car.
No, he can. He buys all the latest gadgets living in his car.
True. Well, yeah. He can't listen at work. Can you, Nick? Nick was fired. Now, does that make me sad because another bad thing happened to Nick? No, and we will keep following him. You went to a comedy club with friends from Nobody Likes Onions last night. Who sat with you, Nick? Nobody. You are all alone. Does that make me sadder? No. It makes me happier. And such is the same on Tuesday for Over the Top 2 at Nice Guy Eddie's.
By the way, we'll be putting in the titling from Over the Top. Over the Top 2. Let's hope. I got to get a hold of a copy of Over the Top.
Oh my God!
Oh, and Matt, you're bringing a camera.
Yeah,
we are gonna film this, so we'll have it YouTubed and whatever.
It'll be beautiful.
Let's get there early. We could like film people coming in and like make it like a real thing.
Make it like a documentary.
I mean, I do foresee the Rocky theme as they warm up.
Dude, we'll get Matt. You got to get like an interview from each of them before after.
Yeah, completely.
For sure.
That's gonna be cool. So there you go.
I would hope to bring some lights. We'll see what happens.
No.
Lights, a boom mic between the two. No.
I do it up.
I'll throw a flashlight on them.
That'll work out nice. That'll be like really
Can
serious.
I be your lighting tech?
Yeah, you want to do that?
Yeah, I really do. Right, cool. I want
Deuce,
the credit
lighting
tech. You better
fucking show up.
Yeah, but I'll have like a real good light for
I'll
you
I'll fucking
hold.
Do it.
All right, sweet.
Can I still talk shit while I hold it?
Absolutely.
Cool.
That'll be part of it.
Because, you know, I'm not going to be able to keep my mouth shut.
You think?
Yeah, I doubt it. I don't think anybody will. Could Hemda have two flashlights, shine it back and forth on the arms like Bollywood lights?
Do we know anybody who can do the Let's Get Ready to Rumble thing? Oh, let's get ready to rumble.
That's not bad.
That's terrible.
Someone's going to be able to do it.
It's going to be
exciting. Oh my God, I'm going to piss in my pants.
My favorite thing about
this
like whole
2
thing,
years in the making, dude.
My favorite thing
down.
About the whole thing is that Nice Guy Eddie's has no idea that this is going
right,
on.
Right.
We're going to show up and just like again, like out of the blue, they just see us randomly show up with a whole bunch of people.
There
and they're
better
like,
not be a
I'm
game
taking
happening
all
that
the caps
night.
Off of every condiment there by
yeah,
the way.
Yeah, speaking of games, there might be cuz Stanley Cup finals are on and Ottawa's in it.
No.
So good luck to all the Canadian fans from Ottawa.
Yeah, but nobody at Nice Guy Eddie's cares about Ottawa, right? Or do they? Do I know
people
about
like
things?
Hockey?
Yeah, I guess.
And
so.
That kind of joint, they got Buck Hunter.
And they all of a sudden don't understand why there's more attention taken away from whatever game is going on to two people arm wrestling.
I don't know. Stanley Cup is big, but I do think that people would look away for a big arm wrestling match that's being filmed.
It's true.
Hey, what's this being filmed for?
is this going to be on Fear Factor?
I'm going to be there with lights.
I know. It's going to be awesome.
He's holding a super awesome camera, and we're like, fight, fight, fight.
And then be one of those dicks that act like nothing's a big deal. And like, what are they filming for? What do you mean? None.
Right. Yeah.
I've always wanted to be one of those assholes. They're just arm wrestling.
In New York, like, things happen, you know, all the time. You're running into a film crews and whatever. I don't even want to ask because I feel like they're like, oh, you know, things.
Right.
It's very important.
We're shooting pickups for Spider-Man 18, and I have this feeling that we're just not going to get what we need today.
I love the.
From either of these guys.
The people who don't have permission, but they go, can you walk around? Like, who the fuck are you? What do you mean, can you walk around? Clearly, they have no permission to do that. That's why they have people standing there and saying, do you go around? Argue with me, Matt.
No, you're right.
Yay!
I mean, if the police.
Wow,
if the police.
Kenda.
That's a second
She's
wow.
So happy.
No, wow.
I will say no. I will openly admit when somebody else is right for
awesome.
Sure,
awesome.
And admit when I'm wrong too. I will say this too: if the police tell you have to walk around, though, you do have to walk around.
No.
If they have a no.
That's what blowjobs are for. Didn't we learn anything from that whore yesterday?
Yeah, we learned don't blog about it.
In this corner, a man that buries his knife in Central Park. Spooky.
We should have an announcer. We have to have an announcer.
Who's going
to
do it?
I don't know.
Somehow in this corner, a man with more self-esteem problems than the average Jew. Deuce, yep.
Oh, I know exactly who's going to do the announcing.
Who?
If you make the phone call, Mr. No Mic Necessary, Joey Gay.
Or Brother Love would be really good.
Brother Love would be great, too.
I'm emailing Brother Love after this. You guys have to remind me.
He'll be there, for sure.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I heard his commercial. I told you this. I heard his commercial on
TV.
So
did Relic.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
I thought it wasn't going to be on until the actual weekend.
I totally had forgotten that he was doing it, and I came home after the show last
Explain
night.
Explain it. This is the
you guys had the same comments about it.
Yeah, it was weird. I heard his voice, and I was like,
"So
it's
a
it.
Car commercial."
Yeah, it's a commercial for like Saturn SUV or something like that because it's GM.
Right.
And it's just
and
him.
They
singing.
Were only playing it for Memorial Day,
and it's really short. It's only like a 30-second spot, or maybe a minute. But I think it might be just 30 seconds.
Isn't that the average commercial?
It is, but
they're only
it could
playing
be a minute
it for Memorial Day. I think so. He's only going to get like little money instead of like big crazy money.
Still though, that's
still
a national
money.
Ad. People will hear his voice.
Hold on. No wonder people fucking hate you, Susie. Relic said he heard the commercial back from Saturday, so they've been playing it for. They're going to play it for about a week
from Saturday?
Wednesday.
Okay.
Hey, you're on Keith and the Girl.
This is a little late, but let me just whip this out quick.
Go ahead.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Not bad. We're going to take, you know what, call the number 646-502-8682 and just say that and give us your phone number after and we'll pick someone. And if nobody wins, then Brother Love will do it.
Or if you're creative with the intros, like that, like this guy.
Yeah.
He buries his knife in Central Park.
Right, I love that one.
He can't. I don't even want to get into.
Yeah. If you have that, or if you want to say let's get ready to rumble, or both, 646-502-8682. Just leave us messages over the weekend. We're gonna be going camping tomorrow, and we'll be back doing the show Tuesday, and then going to Nice Guides for the fight.
We'll bring, and if you can't come to New York, we'll put your voice on tape and we'll play it there. You'll be part of the whole video.
I'll film the tape recorder.
Or at least part of the show, you know. Oh. Go ahead.
In this corner, a man who buries his knife. In this corner, a man who looks at his watch to throw a grenade.
Who is that? Who's this?
This is Sky Jedi.
Sky Jedi, all right.
Sky Jedi.
So far, you're in the lead.
Actually, a dude.
Right, he's a dude. He's got a girl name, though. Sky Jedi sounds girlish to me. All right, thanks a lot, buddy.
Yep.
Outstanding piece. Today, Matt took us out to barbecue at Dinosaur Barbecue.
Look at Spooky's
best
face.
Best breakfast ever.
When you say that, yeah, it's like he just came or something. Now, I don't know this, but
I did.
He described it to me, and I think I have it right.
Oh, hello.
Along with penis size and shape. Anyway. I blame you guys. You see how much testosterone is running through my body right now?
Anyway,
we're not
Matt's
talking about
the one...
each other's penises.
Anyway, Matt's the one who always makes it sexual.
You guys were talking about women picking up dollar bills with their vaginas earlier.
We
I can't
talk
about
other
penises.
Men's penises.
Who brought up the strip club?
Me.
So back to barbecue. My favorite thing about enjoying Dinosaur Barbecue tonight, other than like I really had a great time, I hadn't been there in so long, is Spooky's trying to tell a story while starting to eat his barbecue. It just says the word barbecue a couple like a cartoon.
I can't help but think about it.
He's like chowing. He's like. And then I went over to the barbecue. It really happened.
It
like,
really
you think
did.
That that's just a joke.
We were talking about camping, is one I remember specifically. And we're going camping. It's that time of the year, you know, Memorial Day, that we've done it twice before and talked about. And we're talking about Spooky coming too. And he's like, so I'll stay in that tent when I'm over at the barbecue sauce. holy shit, what am I doing? What is wrong with me? Hey,
it was so good. I'm not really into wings at all ever, but I was mmming and eyeing at the wings.
This place is
sublime.
It's so weird how that place is just an oasis inside shit.
It's next to the con club.
What a shit place fucking Harlem is. 125th Street, you start walking. Oh, there's a little incense. There's a little DVD sales. Time to lock the doors.
I'm telling you, though, I walked down 125th because I took the train to the other side of 125th Street, the other side of the Apollo.
Right.
And I walked down it, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to walk by the Apollo. Put on a little Jackson 5, bring me back to the days. When I was not there. And I'm walking down the street, and I told you guys I was looking for sneakers. I'm like, they got some serious sneaker shops up here.
They're serious
Wait,
about their
no joke.
Deep in garbage on the streets, though.
No, actually, I was on the other side of the street where there wasn't the garbage, so I think that like they clean one side of the
Maybe
street.
Maybe it blew over to the other
Maybe.
Side.
Maybe. It
something.
Was very clean and like really like sun going down.
It was not
walking through Harlem, kind
of
bopping along the Jackson 5.
Get
I was in my
here.
Own head.
That doesn't even make
it's fucking
sense.
It's not very clean.
All right. Everybody hates black people. people. I understand in this room. Can I just say I enjoy Harlem? Thank you very much.
You do enjoy. Why wouldn't you enjoy?
I know. Why wouldn't I?
Why wouldn't you enjoy a person dressed like this?
Keith is putting one arm inside the sleeve. And now, how do you describe this?
Well, fashion. That's why you describe it as thug. Hold on, Matt. I want you to get a good fucking look.
Oh, my God.
He's going to sag now.
You have to have the camera. He's half naked. Oh, no.
Put it away.
Okay, wait. Here's what's going on. The pants are sagging. Keith's shirt is half.
I don't know how they do that without suspenders.
Yeah, well, they're holding their pants constantly, but Keith's shirt is only off in terms of one arm that's, like, by his neck now. The other arm is fine, and it's just hanging.
I would do a retort to Keith's fashion statement here.
I just robbed you.
I would do a retort with this statement by just putting, if I had an Arizona jeans t-shirt and jean shorts, I would hike them up pretty high, and I would wear, like, the Arizona jeans t-shirt that was way too big.
That, like, super bright polo shirt with, like, big stripes or something.
Are you going to try to make fun of the way I dress by saying that shit is okay?
No.
Try.
I think they're both ridiculous.
Did you stop and get some fried food while you were up there?
Are they the same ridiculous?
Yeah.
Pretty much to me.
Okay. All right. I wear an Arizona jeans top. That's all the same thing as faggot being the new thug. Avril Lavigne and faggot. Welcome to the world.
I like it that there's that thug faggy thing going on. I think it's funny.
That's real fucking funny.
Play the hip hopper? It was gay hip hop? Who is that guy? Gangsta fag.
Is that what this guy thinks he's being?
No.
He's being a funny guy, being gay on the street. No, he thinks he's being tough, and he looks at my car like, what? What?
You're scared of him, though. What's funny about that?
Yeah.
That's what angers me more.
Because you know why?
Because you don't have your head together dressed like that. Yes, it scares me.
Yeah, if you're willing to look like that on the street and
he's
like
willing
not
to knife you and then bury the knife in Central Park.
Hey, what's up? Young Keith and the girl.
Hey, this is Gunner from the forums. How are y'all doing tonight?
Oh, Gunner, I love you.
Whose side are you on, Deuce or Spooky?
I can't listen to the show tonight. I'm driving home. I ain't got no computer.
Okay,
or
me
not.
And Deuce are going to arm wrestle on Tuesday. Who's going to win?
Can't let it go.
Between Deuce and Spooky?
Do you have to think about it?
Spooky's a real pussy, so I mean...
All right, sir. Thank you. That's all I need to know.
Wait, did
you... just made the list!
Do you have something else you wanted to say?
That's too funny.
I just want to see how y'all were doing tonight. Just shows up.
Hey, it's Keith. We're doing good, buddy. Thanks for calling.
You're not the only one who can't hear the show. A whole bunch of other people can't either. And I think that...
I think he probably thinks the show's over because it's after one.
Oh,
but
it is?
Thanks for calling, Gunner.
Yeah, thanks, Gunner.
You know what? You know, I do think
he's Gunner's. I'm sorry, Gunner's in the military. Maybe because Deuce kind of is too overseas.
Maybe.
You got to stick to your brothers.
I hope that I hope
you
want
when you're in the trench. You want a Texan or an Israeli there?
Oh, don't
just ask.
You can't compare that. Come on, Israelis are badass.
No, I'm not saying that. Yeah. The only other army probably in the world that I wouldn't want America to tango with
isn't Deuce from Florida though.
But Texas doesn't have its own army, so
yeah.
All right.
Oh, he's from New York. He's from New York.
That was not in your favor.
That's fine. Okay.
I just hope that Deuce doesn't think that all my shit talking is really going to mess up our close friendship. Because I do
buddies.
Still
this
think...
This is what friendship is about, is honesty.
No, but I have to make that clear to Deuce. I'm not saying this for you or for Keith. And in addition to that, I also...
Thanks for the free beer, Deuce, to the first of many.
Because I do think that the other day with Deuce was a hilarious show. I love the show.
Oh, yeah, he's fantastic.
I think they're just ridiculously awesome.
I'd like to say this, though, going back a little bit, speaking of the ridiculous new stuff. I've never seen that. I've never seen having one arm in your shirt and the other one over your shoulder. And I'm outside, and I'm fixing these pants, these shorts I'm wearing, so I undo the, what do you call this? The strap belt.
You just called it.
Okay. So I undo it to tie it tighter, and I'm doing it outside, and kind of looks at me, and she's like, baby, what are you doing? I'm like, this person had a shirt half off and pants down to the fucking ankles, but I'm the weirdo. Then we all have to admit that is fucking freaky. My God, where are your parents? Where are your
He's
parents?
He's asking the same thing, baby. That's not nice.
Hey, man, their parents are in the basement of their house giving church, too.
Mm-mm.
Oh.
All right, don't worry. We'll pick on Spooky a little bit now, Deuce. Yesterday,
Hem did her Gypsy show, which, may I say, I've heard a few of the songs before. I still loved it.
No, you may not.
I still loved it.
Because you're my boyfriend.
I still loved it.
I can say it. I totally told you that I was so happy that I was friends with the two most talented people on the stage, even though it was a very good show altogether.
Her and Jesse.
Absolutely.
Wasn't Jesse great?
He's terrific.
No. His violin fell apart on
spectacular, darling. You are spectacular.
Oh, shut your mouth.
If people, no, I'm serious.
He carried the show.
People have no idea. Like, she's playing it off so hardcore. We go there.
Like, when
she's
her top almost fell off.
I know, exactly. She had no idea what was happening. Had no idea.
Yeah, you guys missed the show. You didn't know, did you?
I didn't know.
It was going to come off.
Well, you were tearing his top off during that.
Yeah.
Not Keith.
Like, everybody's getting all, this is, yeah, okay.
I was like, this is interesting. This show went somewhere.
It would have been worth $10, folks. So I loved it very much, and I sent some letters to people about it. I really got a kick out of the way. Spooky, did Spooky call you?
About the show?
Yeah.
No, I was calling Spooky about thing like their
like
job
camping,
coming
jobs.
Up, camping things
okay.
like that.
And tell everybody what he said about if he's coming or if he's not coming to the show.
I wanted to see if you were coming that night because I wanted to talk to you about the rest of the stuff because I feel like we're awkward on the phone. Because
I'm
awkward.
Not a big phone person.
Yeah, I'm awkward on the phone, and you're awkward on the phone. So I'm like, what are me and Spooky doing on the phone? I never call you, but I had like so many things to ask you about.
Right.
So I was like, oh, fuck it. Am I seeing you tonight? I don't know. You go.
You know.
It was really funny. You go. I'm not really into that stuff. Unless you're gonna be a girl about it.
Right.
Maybe then I'll come.
Well, because I'm learning. If I say no, I don't want to go to something like this, does that mean I hate you?
So he doesn't ask another girl, though. He tells Henda, who, by the way, is probably in show mode. I wouldn't even want to be bothered that whole day if it was my show, quite frankly. But the Gypsy play, it's not really my thing. I think I can tell. I mean, unless you want me to go. Do you want me to go?
No, are you unless gonna be mad? You're going to be a
right.
girl
are you
about gonna, it.
Unless you're going to be a girl. Are you going to be mad if I don't go? You know what? Then I'll go. So at this point, nobody wants you to fucking go. Her, I mean. And then you're there, and now it's weird. Like, well, thanks for the fucking favor. I'll try to perform.
I like how Spooky externalizes his internal monologue. Unless you want me to go, then I will. Because you probably wouldn't have called me unless you wanted me to go, so...
I really
I
wasn't
know.
Doing that, honest. Like, I really...
Okay,
there's,
I'm the, sorry.
No,
I apologize.
No, no.
You're right.
I'm sorry, help me.
Shut up. No, it's really not... It's, like, so not an apology thing, honestly.
I didn't mean for it to be
I know,
weird.
I know. No.
It was... I didn't think it was going to be my kind of thing.
I
After
totally
going,
know that.
I got into it, and it was a lot more my thing than what
Get
I thought it was.
Get the fuck out.
He was going to... I was waiting for this halfway through the show, like, during your singing. I have to say, not bad! Glad I came.
Well,
no,
the thing,
that was what Joey Gay said.
Oh, we'll get to that.
The thing is, you know, I have a hard time asking people to come to my thing, so like I avoid it completely. And so I totally understand when people are like, "That's not what I want to go see." I'm like, "I know. That's why I didn't tell you to come see it. I don't know if people want to hear me come sing. I have no idea."
Spooky. This is how you know. So Hemda was curious what Spooky thought about it. You know, she's telling me like...
Because I know you'll be honest about it. And I know, in addition to that, that you didn't want to come. So, like, I'm extra curious about, you know, what you thought about it.
Was it you, Matt, to point this out to me today? Spooky,
yeah, it was.
The way he tells you how things were, he will only tell you what was not good. So, Hemda...
It's his way.
For you,
it's his way.
Right, it's his way. For you not being told anything, aces. Aces. As soon as I got off stage... That was pretty good. It sounded like one joke really didn't have an ending, and this other one, and okay.
Yeah, like, Jesse was like adjusting his fiddle during part. I'm sorry,
it
violin.
Fell apart. It during fell part apart.
Of it. Well, the chin rest came off, and he put it back on, but it's
Where,
not
was
like
was he supposed to be playing during that song?
Let me tell you, I don't know what song you're talking about, but let me tell you what was happening with Jesse on stage, this friggin' amazing player of anything he has in his hands. So I walk
Hello.
Over to all right.
Whoa!
Whoa! See,
Whoa!
Matt? See, Matt, I didn't say that.
No, I looked at that. Keith. I didn't say anything.
So, but what's happening is there's like a narration, so I move to the side of the stage every time, and that's where Jesse is. So, you know, I talk to him in between, and he's like, I can't hear myself. The thing is cutting in and out. I have no idea how I'm doing. So I'm discussing with him. I'm like, I can hear you. You sound great. You're whatever. And then he gets off stage and Spooky's like, the fuck happened to your violin?
It's awesome. And what's even better than that is that, A, I knew that he was like messing with his instrument, which is not that uncommon when you're dealing, especially with an ensemble.
He was tuning it and tweaking
it. Yeah, but exactly. But on top of that,
stellar, like beyond good performance.
Oh yeah,
him.
He did
yeah.
these
He's
weird,
just ridiculous,
like, almost
ridiculous.
Like guitar solos, but with the violin. And you watch his hands,
yep.
and he's got like Plastic Man fingers because he's like way down here, and somehow his pinky slides way up, all the way up, and then he does this all the way down with his pinky. Well, it's
I'm
crazy.
Telling you, I was
For
not
you
into
nerds,
the violin.
I bet that man gives a hell of a hand job.
Wow. I believe
and I'm a 14-year-old when I drink.
Just came out.
Thanks, Jesse.
Just came out. Anyway.
He was good, though.
Yeah, I mean, he was like, for all the guitar nerds, he was like basically dive bombing on a violin, which is insane. He's just like, it was just ridiculous. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, it's really great. So, like, if I wasn't doing anything, I'd walk over and just stare at him. Like
yeah,
staring
I saw
right
that.
Back.
That was kind of weird, though.
I know. I knew.
Like, I was like, what's going on over there? I looked at Keith, and I was like, is this weird for you?
You know what, though? At that point, like, I knew I was staring at him for, like, a while, and he's just staring back at me. We're actually having a conversation while he's doing all that stuff. He's like, I really can't hear
like
myself.
Like a mental conversation?
No, we're having a conversation.
Okay.
And then we're just, like, staring, but we're having a conversation, like, because he was really concerned about how he was sounding, because he really couldn't hear himself. His thing was cutting in and out. And I was like, trust me, you sound really great. You always sound really great, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, this is what's happening with my thing. As he's doing all that stuff that you guys were talking about. It's amazing.
You, it's weird.
I'll tell you guys who fucking sounded amazing. All the way down the fucking street.
This is a play about gypsies!
If you live in New York and you did not come last night,
you heard it anyway.
You heard it anyway. You saved yourself $10.
This, that is a loud, scary man.
I do not exaggerate, Joey Gay, do I? I'm telling you, the day they invent the microphone, it's going to be a happy day in the life of Joey Gay.
But I do have to say about Joey Gay, he brought the audience in. Not like physically.
Because he yelled
them
at them.
No, I completely agree.
He brought them to
brought
the mental
everybody right into
situation.
It.
Yeah,
yeah. Don't take pictures of me!
I'm sorry. Into the mic.
But yeah, he's yelling at them, but it's exactly what they needed to finally, like, you know, join. Like, right off the bat, he got them energetic.
Well, it's funny because you introduced him to me just before the show, and we're hanging out outside, and you're like, yeah, not all his comedy is all this yelling stuff. It's not always like that.
Did I say that?
Yeah, it was great.
In
I was
front
like,
of him?
No. He had left. He had just left, and you're like, yeah, he doesn't always do the yelling thing. Yeah, like, I don't know why he always does that. And then
I didn't think he was going to yell at the audience. I really didn't.
I thought he was great. I thought he was
really
great.
He was great.
He was just terrific. Yeah.
I got up to get another beer. Where the fuck are you going?
Was that you that he yelled at?
No, he didn't. I made that up.
There were parts, though, where Keith or I would laugh really loud at something he said, and he would just be like, that was great!
He's something else. I've said this before, but what bothers me about his yelling is that on Last Comic Standing, he would yell, and he made it, if people don't know what I'm talking about, he made it for a little bit. He was, you would recognize his face if you saw that show. He would scream everything, hold the mic stand, but away from his mouth and scream it. So you know, like, this is his big chance, and he thinks the jokes are going to be funnier if he yells it at you. But he opened for my very first DVD, and you know what? He didn't scream. To me, that means, as far as he's concerned, he didn't bring his game.
You're so silly.
Not
so
nice.
I will say he is right. When he screams them, they are that much funnier.
They're
it's
ridiculous.
True. He's right.
They're ridiculous.
7 years in AA!
All right.
So do you want to say the negative thing, Spooky?
The negative thing?
Yeah, I'm waiting for your negative
You have to
response.
Tell her how the show was.
Yeah.
No, the show was pretty good. The Albanian didn't show up, and they had the frog guy. Do the Albanians part.
Explain these people.
And Raven is supposed to be my brother in this play, and the Albanian guy is what Keith used to play, but now they added, like, for real songs, and the guy who is supposed to make it lives in Florida, had a tour, came all the way to New York, and then decided to just fly back right before the show.
He quit 2 days before the show
yeah.
and lead.
So I went
up there.
So Raven is now doing both the Albanian and my brother. So
the Albanians that's trying to fuck you.
Yeah.
Kind of weird when you think about, like, this is your gypsy brother.
What
now
did
playing
Matt
the
say?
Guy that's trying
Matt,
to fuck you.
What?
You used your imagination, did you not?
What did I say?
You know, it's a good
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, I mean, he could have took off the do-rag.
That's true. You know, be a different character.
Be the Albanian, be bald.
I didn't
put the
do-rag
back on. What, he didn't think of it either.
I felt like Jazz Hands was doing different things when he was different people.
Are you guys just giving people names?
No, I'm telling you, I still call him Hollywood Jones. I don't even know his name.
Lloyd Floyd, I think you're talking about. He was on my
Jones.
Right.
Well, we're going to have Lloyd Floyd, I believe, on the show. I don't know.
How's he gonna mug? He's going to have to mug right at the camera. You better put it right in front of his face.
If you guys didn't learn a lesson to get the camera for today, get the camera
for Lloyd Floyd. It's awesome.
That's
it's awesome.
Saying. Some animated motherfucker.
He might jazz hands the shit out of this camera. It might blow up.
I didn't know he does jazz hands.
He does a lot of like moving around. And
okay.
He's like a game show host mixed with Bruce Campbell from Army of Darkness. Yeah, oh! And he does that. What does he do? He does like a feminine Hispanic man's voice.
Oh,
he's right into that. That's one of his go-tos.
You know these people.
That's one of his go-tos.
They just all of a sudden, it's...
What's
I don't
that
know,
guy, like, Todd, whoever?
How you doing? I haven't seen you in a while. I'm doing good, or whatever. I'm like, I know Jack Nicholson, but just, you know, I haven't seen you in a fucking 2 years.
Just talk normal. He is really and funny the, during
and,
rehearsal.
And then Bugs Bunny fucking, you know, where's the store at? Bugs Bunny tells me where the store's at. Like, just where's the fucking store at?
He's like Deuce, like schizophrenia, like the ADD thing.
But with voices.
But with voices. Yeah, he just he's done. Bugs Bunny would say this.
I know he would, but it's you. Come on.
No, really, I just want to know where I can buy orange juice.
Right. Tickets are $10. Well, let me see where Elmer Fudd is, and he can tell you. No. I'm just verifying if tickets are $10.
But it should be fun. That's a welcome.
And pay attention to the drummer if you go to see her show.
Why?
Because he looks like a gorilla.
Really? Oh, I love the drummer. I think he's cute, too.
Interesting.
Huh.
Interesting.
He's like
attraction.
Ron Perlman, but like...
He's got this like mohawk thing
mohawk
going on.
Mohawk and tongue hanging out a little bit. And...
Tongue hanging out for sure, for sure.
You like that part?
Not so much, but
not
really
in
nice
like
guy.
A not in like a kiss kind of way, sort of
no.
off to the side, like
yeah.
a
Michael Jordan.
Like I'm trying
slash,
to draw something.
Yeah,
and then
trying to draw or play video games kind of way.
Yeah, the video game tongue. Yeah.
Big news, by the way. The free FM, all the talk radio shows in New York.
The talk radio show that we were talking about that Opie and Anthony were on, that was...
The station.
Is on the station that they're on. What's the other people who just got fired? JV and Elvis, they got fired.
Doghouse.
Now?
After them was the radio chick, they got fired. I'm sorry, not that it matters.
Nick
radio
DiPaolo.
Chick got fired. Nick DiPaolo got fired.
Oh, yeah, Nick DiPaolo.
Ron and Fez got fired.
The people that did the Wii party?
No, they were on a different station.
Oh, okay.
There was this weird gambling show, like game show radio on at midnights on Saturday that I caught once. Strange. They used to do it from
same
that
station?
Yeah, from the Hawaiian Tropic
what
restaurant.
The?
They used to be like, come on down here. And they would just like bring the Hawaiian Tropic chicks up. I'm like, I can't see them. It's
how
radio.
Many, how many people must be listening if they keep telling you to come to the restaurant? Mm-hmm. Like, it's not packed by now?
It's weird. I wonder why whatever happened.
They're not shutting down talk show, I'll tell you that. The less than subtle message of Nirvana's All Apologies kicked off the return of rock yesterday at 5 p.m. to the reborn K-Rock in New York. After 17 months as hot... 17 months. Little over a year. As Hot Talk Free FM, known as WFNY, the same station, the station decided to reclaim its call letters and its rock music roots, said General Manager Tom Chiasano. No one was officially using the word mistake in connection with Free FM.
That's a dig from the newspaper. Nobody was officially using that word, but we all know, wink, wink, wink.
Well, is it really a dig or is it them trying to report the truth?
That you don't have to have an opinion.
Well, it's not an opinion. It was clearly a mistake.
I think that's an opinion. When it comes to, like, reporting as a reporter, that didn't need to be there.
Right. Here, you say what
you
they
could
said,
say,
and here's what
nobody
they said.
Has any apologies. However, this is what's going on now.
However, that's how bias slips into the news.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, they just are trying to make cutesy writing.
Well, the wording is very biased.
We're very, very excited to be going back to rock and roll, says Chiasano. There's absolutely an appetite for rock here. The word exciting, me and Hemda are realizing, is what all business people love to use to tell other people that they're on board.
Yeah.
Or to tell the other business person, you know, let's go on with this. You know,
here's the thing.
You can count on me.
A lot of times you're like on the phone, it's a big conference call, and you're all talking about very, very... businessy things that need to move your business forward and do this to your business, and here's what we're putting on the table, here's what we're putting on the table, and because you can't go tee hee this is really great. You go, yes, we're actually very excited at what you guys have on the table, but we're going to be more excited if we do this. And excited. If we were excited, we would actually sound excited.
Right, but
but we are excited.
Exactly. Well, you know what? It's so used often the opposite way. When it's like, I don't know if necessarily opposite, but we're not tee-hee-hee. We're not excited. Right. We're just like, you know.
We have to let you know that we are liking what you're saying, and we can't go, yes, we like that. We have to go, yes, we're really excited. That seals the deal that, yes, we are into what you're saying.
Yeah, it could be in the worst monotonous voice about the most monotonous thing. It's like, here at the box company, we're very excited about the new adhesive we're using to close the boxes.
How about this for just a random example? Here at the ad agency, we're looking into getting you another ad. I'm very fucking excited. What do you do it? Do it!
Yeah,
that's the meeting with Keith. I'm very fucking excited.
We're excited to get that. Well, I'm excited for your money, and you're excited. A business call is like guaranteed a dozen excited. Yes! Do it!
You should preface all calls with, I'm sorry, but we have a couple rules here. One is that you are not allowed to use the word excited. Thank you.
No, because you know why? Because it helps us, because Keith and I are on speaker.
We look at each other. Yeah. We're about to laugh like kids. We're like, I'm excited. Good. That's good. And they're like, that's good. We're excited, too. And we look at each other like, are you fucking kidding?
Literally, we press the mute button. We go, what the fuck? And then we unmute it, and we go, we're very excited.
What's the secret to success? Be excited.
We should really...
Not really. Just say you are.
We should really videotape one of these conversations. One time we played tic-tac-toe while people were like, this is what's going to be in your contract. Just fucking send it. Yeah. We press mute and we go, so what are we going to do after this? Yeah. Really? Okay. And then we press unmute and go, that was interesting.
This is what we say. Mute. We don't live... We have blah, 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 blah. And we have marketers out there and they're out there. They're feeling people out and blah, 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 blah. And I didn't hear a fucking number, so I know money wasn't mentioned. And so I'm like, oh shit, so we turn the thing back on? We're very excited. Turn it off. Never missed the conversation yet.
Because you know why? It's followed by an email anyway.
Right.
This is the minutes of our exciting telephone call. Right. They're very exciting. We're excited to send you this email about the exciting minutes.
From now on, that's going to be my phone call to either one of you. Hey, Spooky, are you excited about the camping trip yet?
Very excited.
Are you guys excited about the Spooky versus Dusa wrestling match?
The thing is everything I've actually mentioned just in the last
two.
I am excited.
That's hilarious.
And you had a point. I give a fuck about your feelers. We're very excited. We have this guy. He's from Chicago. Chicago's the ad agency capital. Did you get him from Chicago? That's amazing. I don't care. Why would I give a fuck?
Isn't it, though?
How many zeros does that equal? If not, whatever.
Right.
I was in Chicago last weekend. It was exciting.
Two guys were over there with Pepsi. This guy's coming from... Oh, my God. Don't put him in the same room. It'll explode.
No, they just get excited.
What's funny is we actually do end up going, and so what do you think about that? And we literally say, we think what we thought yesterday when you talked to us. Can you give us a dollar amount? Right. And they're like, we understand that that's what you're looking for. Is there anything else we can help you with? No! We've been helping ourselves for 2 years.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Put it on the table.
What I mean is, let's talk brass tacks. You excited for that? Fucking idiots.
I like these terms. What was it? Adam was on the show the other day. He's like, you don't sell the steak, you sell the sizzle.
Yeah, that was beautiful.
I love that. I love that turn of phrase.
That's why I love Adam.
It's true. Adam is bigger.
I love Adam.
Adam's my favorite guest.
Wow. This became a Love Adam fest real quick. We're very excited to have Adam
on board Keith and the Girl.
That's what we should do to them. Oh, you guys have feelers out there. We got Adam.
Right.
We got Spooky. We got Matt. Let me tell you what the show we have. And they're going to be like, who cares what's going to be on your show? Are you getting downloads? Exactly. Right. That's what we're going to do, babe, next time. That is what we're going to do. And if they listen to the show, then they'll be ready for it. And if not, ha-ha.
Have a good Memorial weekend, guys. I will, man. And it was a fucking exciting talking to you about fucking nothing. Do you have... You didn't even have what we talked about.
It's funny.
That's called not listening. I would get in trouble at home if I did that.
Would your dad make you dig a hole?
Something.
I'm glad nobody thought home was right here.
You know, it's very funny to me is it's sort of like dealing with like Time Warner or something like that, where you're calling up. Only it's in reverse. It's like, okay, so how am I? Like, it's like when Time Warner calls you to get money from you, but you guys are like, okay, so can we talk about money now? Or right. And then they're like, well, what do we do now?
I didn't follow.
I didn't either.
But I was very excited to hear that out of you, my friend.
I'm very excited that you were excited. Thank you.
I'm telling you, this business world is ridiculous. You guys are silly. You guys are silly. It's no fucking different. You silly, silly geese. It's, you're sillier. You're sillier than waiters. You're sillier than bartenders. You're sillier than any regular public service job that's shitty. That shitty-ass shitty. You guys are silly. Those guys are shitty, and you're silly.
But I think they all know that they're silly.
So can we call up and talk about a few things that we talked about before, and then I'll just tell you I'm excited about it?
Thank you. Can we take another martini lunch at 10 a.m.?
Yes, I'm very excited about that.
Anyway, the station in New York will keep Opie and Anthony in the morning. All radio stations have a morning show, all of them, 6 to 9, and we'll hire an air staff after it finds a program director to play the songs. Which are playing now just fine on their own somehow.
Somebody found Shuffle on their iPod.
And a lot of heads rolled. And just some intern being like, look at the new Shuffle.
I got a radio station right here in my pocket.
That always happened, Josh. And then some manager overheard, what? I'm giving you a raise. Really? No, you're fired.
Program manager, you have to submit your iTunes like library playlist.
Right.
Kevin Weatherly, who programs sister station K-Rock in Los Angeles, will oversee the launch. Well, good luck. How do you do it? While the station searches for a permanent program director, someone that can do it just right. K-Rock's slogan will be, ready for the slogan? The Rock of New York.
Isn't that somebody else's thing, the rock of somewhere else?
And it will focus on the 90s, Chiasano said. Core artists will include Linkin Park, the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Guns N' Roses, Pearl Jam, Metallica, and Led Zeppelin. You know, Zeppelin from the 90s. Meaning you're fired. Meaning the station will also play some earlier and later tracks, but we'll still call it the 90s. We'll play currents, but be very selective, since we're lying to you. The target audience is men aged 20 to 40, a little younger than the target audiences of other classic rock stations like 104.3 in New York. The new K-Rock also could overlap and blah, 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 blah. K-Rock was the home station, of course, of Howard Stern in 85 until he left for Sirius Satellite in January 2006, and the station often wrestled with the fact that its music ratings were well below Stern's. But Chiasano said the new K-Rock can succeed with more of a musical focus. You played music 17 months ago, and before that, you stopped for a reason. Although Opie and Anthony also
didn't think anything could be worse than that.
Right. Right.
They were wrong.
But they picked everything wrong. They picked everything wrong. There's no other talk people that can be put on your station.
You were so excited about the choices, though.
What, me?
No, they were.
Oh, I know. Oh, they...
Although Opie and Anthony also do a talk show, Chiasano said they're a good fit, and here's why. O&A and music. The music will feed into what they do, he says, and what they do will feed into the music.
Is that their new slogan, these idiots?
That's good. That's good.
Oh, no, that's the Rock of New York.
CEO, good job. Free FM never got ratings traction after the disastrous initial hiring of David Lee Roth as morning man, and its demise could mean the city won't see another FM talk experiment for a while. Yes, yeah, so now there's no FM talk show in New York, period. Isn't that crazy? Though FM talk proponents insist that the format can work if properly promoted. Chiasano said it's too theoretical to speculate on whether it could work ever in New York.
The black stations have talk. 98.7, which is like very like older like R&B type stuff. They don't really play the new hip-hop stuff. They have a guy in the middle of the day.
Oh, really?
So self-righteous and self-involved and whatever and thinks he knows everything, but he's a talk show. He puts on that fake voice. Wendy Williams on 107.5 WBLS, which is an all-black station.
All right. Good for them.
I also like that he's like, it's too theoretical to work. It's like black holes. You can't try programming something else. Too theoretical.
I feel like they weren't even checking on the talk show hosts that were going on. They were just like, quick, get a talk show host, and they could only find 10.
Right.
So they shoved all 10
in there. It's the same shit people. If you hear things that are just shit, JV and Elvis, got canceled for the wrong reason, but they were shit. Yeah. They were shit, and I'm quite sure they were syndicated. They definitely came from somewhere else. It's like they have this pool of people that is so shallow, there's nothing they can do.
I feel like, though, that the chick...
Radio chick.
The radio chick, she must have had some kind of following. I don't know. I feel like they
had
something.
She was on regular radio, then I know she was on Sirius. I know she was back on
I feel
on
like they had
radio.
Something going, and maybe Nick DiPaolo had the Guido following, but that's probably enough because they're all on KTU at the dance station, so they probably don't even know it's that he's in
did
there.
Did you guys ever hear when they would experiment with other shows, like in the weird time slots? Like, I would just catch it off the cuff, and it would be like...
I heard about it. I didn't catch too much of it, though, but I heard it was like...
They're horrendous. Cabby was on all the time. Cabby, you remember the guy?
Crazy Cabby. That's not somebody that you give a show to. He's a fucking mental retard, and not in the fun deuce way.
You know what it is? It's like, I don't understand. Nobody goes to schooling for actually thinking, for knowing what's good and what's not. Just because somebody's funny, it doesn't mean that they don't need that second person to move the topics along, or the third person to, like, you know, drop the thing wherever it needs to drop, or whatever it is. Yeah. You know, funny does not necessarily make a talk show host.
I also feel like they went through half of, like, the staff of the UCB Theater, the Upright Citizen Brigade Theater.
Did they?
Yeah, which was ridiculous, because who's to say that that's going to work on the radio?
Right, don't you test it out before you actually put them on air? I really think that they don't.
That's why I said to you guys, I was like, really, I think they're just you can just walk in and tell them.
Right.
I was like, just walk in and say, no, our show's good.
Yeah.
It had to be.
Right, because are they looking these people up, or do you just make a bullshit resume like any other job?
I think it's like you said, there's like a handful of shows that they just keep going, oh, they didn't make it in New York, but Chicago is looking for somebody, so now that they're off New York, let's put them in Chicago. And you, some of these guys were just lucky that a New York station had all these slots open all of a sudden. Mm-hmm. So everybody who was maybe in another market or maybe looking for work in the handful of things that are around got to get on that station.
I think it's
station.
Just a who knows who of mediocrity.
If it was good, of course. If it was good, of course talk radio could work. That's silly to say. What are your best TV shows? Reality. People talking.
Right.
That's beating explosions. Did you ever think that day would come when people talking is beating buildings blowing up?
I really think it's just what I said before. It's like either they put the funny man on and the funny man doesn't have everything. It's only half of it. Or they put the radio show host guy and that guy is just like very radio talky and whatever. Mm-hmm. And they need to pair these people up or like, you know, put two or three or four people in the room that bounce off each other. And they don't take the time to think like, oh, comedy is just, you know, not this or not this, and it goes with this person, and this person talks about these topics or something. Like I said, you just throw them up and hit the on-air button.
So what's your job as a program director? Fucking direct.
They choose JB and Elvis, which is two deuces and a sound effects board.
Do you think these guys are that are picking all this programming, do you think they're people that actually, you know, are passionate about the industry, or do you think it's just people with business degrees that were in at the right place at the right time and got hired because of who they knew or whatever, because they'd previously run some freaking chain of whatever stores really well.
They're proving that they don't know what talent is or what talent fits or what talent goes with what. They're proving it. So I can't say that, of course they know what they're talking about. I mean, they wouldn't be program director if they didn't. I mean, clearly they don't know.
Yeah, and besides,
how can your entire station fail?
You know what? Let's go back.
In New York, how can a rock station fail?
How can it fail?
Right. Your rock station failed. What music were you fucking playing?
No, we weren't focusing on the 90s before.
You know what they like now? I just realized people like Zeppelin, Metallica, Nirvana. It's just fucking him. A little Guns N' Roses in there. I think we got an ace. You're all fucking fired. It just came to me. It just fucking came to me.
I really think that even if they aren't passionate about programming it, like, even if they don't care...
Hire somebody that's passionate about it, then, to tell you what to do.
It's still good business.
Yeah, exactly.
It's still good business to have a popular show.
Right.
So if you make a show that's better, most likely it's probably going to be a little bit more popular.
They don't know how to make a show better, though. They don't know how to make a show better.
That's true.
Think about things!
They're excited about shit.
There you go. There's the
you
end.
You can't just get excited.
They do. They just get excited.
There's the end. There's the end of the fucking talk on regular FM. Oh, by the way, speaking of music, the winner, if anybody doesn't know, of American Idol, if you taped it, you taped 2 hours. You didn't get to see the ending because it ended up running 2 hours and 6 minutes. They dragged it on a little bit, and people
are
bitching.
Wow, really?
That's wrong.
That is awesome. Did the news cut in on top of it?
Oh, I wish. Like Heidi on the Super Bowl that year? Do you guys know what I'm talking about?
Oh, what?
There was a year that the Super Bowl was decided by the last play. I can't even remember the two teams, but the network that was covering it, I can't remember which one. It was one of the main ones. Just cut in Heidi. They were going to show the movie Heidi. And the last play of the game wasn't shown.
Oh, my God.
What does a commercial cost during the Super Bowl? I wonder what one's got fucking missed over that. Not
awesome.
To mention...
It's awesome.
Everything else, wow.
That is crazy. They just played the movie. And who has to make that commercial up? You know, some podunk station to NBC, who NBC then has to make it up to the, you know what I mean? Like, who's the job? Heidi? Why would you play? It's not Die Hard cut out. Heidi.
I know, that's why I can remember Heidi, and I can't even remember the two teams. Or even if it's necessarily the Super Bowl. It was definitely a major sporting event.
A pivotal point.
Yeah, and it was huge. And it's just so funny to me because they're like, no, Heidi is important. Let's put this bad boy on.
It's somebody not paying attention, clearly.
It doesn't bother me, though, because now it's like, yeah, should have watched the commercials. This is for people who were there. You know what I mean?
No, it's for people who are paying extra for DVR and don't cut my show off. You said it's going to be two hours.
That's
fucked
true,
up.
The DVR probably had it scheduled for just 2 hours.
Yeah,
that's probably
fair. I didn't think about that.
Yeah,
it's a new world we live in.
And that's what you're giving us.
They can download it.
You can.
That's true. You're missing the last 6 minutes. Download Winner under YouTube.
Yeah, but you want to, you already took the time to watch 2 hours.
Imagine how many people were sitting there when they got home from work that night and got through 2 hours of it, and it's about to happen.
Don't tell me.
That's the end.
Yeah.
You know what I read?
By the way, on your DVR, though, you can, because they do this kind of thing all the time, you can set it to start 5 minutes ahead and finish 5 minutes later.
Yeah, you can.
Somebody wrote, I've been watching this for like 5 months or however long it's been going.
Yeah.
And she goes, I didn't get to see that. But here's what she's bitching about. I didn't get to see the ending that night, and I feel like I wasted 5 months of my life.
Well,
you did. That's your worst problem in life.
I know. That's what I was going to say. It's awesome that there's a huge uproar over American Idol going 6 minutes over. What? There's not all kinds of crazy shit going on in the world.
No, you can't say that. You can't say that. This is like the fun part of somebody's day.
When the chat changed from one chat to the other. When you're American Idol, when you have however many bazillions of people that are listening to or watching American Idol, when that something just doesn't go perfectly smooth, people are going to fucking
say that.
Be in
if
an uproar.
If somebody's interested, they're interested. And if you're the TV show that they're interested in, then you have some sort of responsibility.
Are you going to write letters?
You can say that about everything on TV that who gives a shit about it. You can say
that's everything.
That's not fair. Get all your shit on the internet, news, whatever. You can't just go, oh, American Idol isn't important. I wanted to see that. You said I could. Now you took it away from me.
Seriously. Though it's American Idol.
Well, if it was the last 6 minutes of Lost and nobody'd know Charlie died.
Wow, spooky. Wow.
Awesome.
All right, so anyway, the winner is Jordan Sparks. Congratulations. There
nice. That doesn't sound like she's doing porn.
Actually, it does to me.
Yeah, you think?
But I always dig it there.
Has anybody been watching Celebrity Fit Club?
No. Is that still on?
Yeah, and Dustin Diamond. Who we talked about, the dude from the Screech from Saved by the Bell. We were saying what a douche he is.
He's not on there, is he?
He's on there, and he is the show. He's an asshole. He's awesome. He yells some American Idol contestant that didn't win is on it, and he just keeps berating her.
She came second place, which is like pretty freaking awesome on American Idol.
Yeah, well, that's first place loser.
Screech come in on Saved by the Bell?
Right. He came behind the
Zach
lockers.
Was the star. I'm sorry, Screech.
But he completely bullies her about you're a loser from a reality show. You're a loser. What are you even doing here?
He tells everybody, you know what? I was in this business 22 years and this bitch is playing with the big dogs.
You know what's awesome?
And you can see his video on PornoTube, by the way.
You're all getting on a scale that lights up. Shut your face.
Well, here's what happened. He starts saying, he's talking to people like, I'm in this, they took this porn tape and they're going around and they're selling it. And this
They or SaveScreechesHouse.com.
Right. And so this is ruining my life. And I can't believe it. Nobody wants to talk about it. Everybody's a prude, by the way. If I put me on a reality show, I would sit there and go, tell me more, douche. So, but everybody, no, that's too offensive for the whole fucking room. So then he's like, well, I'm kind of offended none of you are listening to me. You guys are assholes. It really affected my life. A week or two later, Screech is at a porn convention, AVN, the adult video,
Awards.
He goes to the Porno Awards. He goes to something else. He goes to
Did
all these
win?
Conventions. No. He goes to these conventions just to sell and give more promotion to the sex tape he's in. So they're like,
Shut up.
So what are you doing this? And he goes, well, you know what? They're going to sell it with or without me. So if I go there, they can sell a lot and I can promote it. If I don't go, they're only going to sell a little.
What a weirdo.
I remember when he was selling the t-shirts and you guys were like, just go on one of the reality shows.
Uh-huh.
Finally fulfilling some dreams.
That's right.
I remember that. I remember.
He owes us a dollar.
He'll give you a copy of the movie.
I'll take it. I still haven't seen it.
Paris Hilton, yesterday we were talking about how she was seen with the Bible and another Christian empowerment book. Now she was seen at a Buddhist bookstore, the Buddha Tree in Hollywood.
She's hitting all the elements, look, just in case.
She's dressed all proper, and she's told friends that she's quitting her alcohol and partying days.
Mm-hmm.
She's wearing an outfit.
The
like,
friends that
out
she doesn't want to go through withdrawal for the first week while she's in prison.
What's
wow,
that?
Never mind.
There's just too much talking wow. over. I couldn't really.
I would have said something, but I'm boycotting talking about this person anymore in my life. I'm not going to waste my breath.
Aw.
I know. There's more important things in this world.
I know, like American Idol winners.
So
another
she's,
fucking 6 minutes.
So she probably did end up looking at the Bible. One page, maybe two. Ah, fuck this. Buddha.
No, I think she's just, you know, what if the judge is Buddhist? I gotta cover all these bases. She's gonna go to synagogue next.
She's taking
Mark my words.
Before we get out of here, I was talking about the book Fast Food Nation. I finally picked it up at Barnes & Noble. I'm ready to change the world. God, if this isn't proof of my theory that God only makes so many molds, I walk in and I go to the counter.
The God that you don't believe in?
Right. Yeah. I go to the counter and... And I go,
is this your theory or your father's theory?
That's
that
my
God
theory.
It's my
I don't think my dad's going to say God only makes so many molds, son. But do your best. So anyway.
No, your special snowflake.
I go to the counter and I say, you know, I'm looking for the book Fast Food Nation. And this activist looking kid. And you know the look I'm talking about.
The mold of an activist.
The mold of an activist. Just this activist face. It's not necessarily nerdy, but it's kind of. It's like a cross between that and hippie. And he like practically jumps over the counter. He's like, I know it. That's my favorite book. The best thing Eric Schlosser's ever did. Let's go. I'll show you. He's like half running downstairs to show me this book. He's like, this is fantastic. If you don't mind, can I ask how you found out about it? I'm like, oh, I saw the movie. I know it's totally different, but it got my attention. Oh, it's so good. You're going to love it. And he just keeps going on and on. And like he couldn't sell it to me fast enough. And it just made me a little bit more excited. And so I told him about the radio show. And I go, well, we do a radio show. And I know I'm going to be talking about this book, Fast Food Nation. So maybe here's my card. You know, if you get into it, call in and tell us if we're doing it justice, if we're talking about Fast Food Nation right. And he looks at the card and he goes, oh, yeah, I recognize this from your chalk down the street.
Because we graffitied up, like, down the block of Barnes & Noble. You know how excited I was to hear that? You paid attention. I almost went to jail for that. Somebody saw it.
That happened to Dinosaur.
Oh, yeah,
The guy at Dinosaur was like, oh, I've seen this before. And then I was like, oh, yeah, sure. Or no, he was like, because he was kind of wacky.
Yeah.
He's kind of just like.
Kind of wacky, you mean drunk?
Drunk and kind of wacky. He was like, no, I've really seen it before. And then he kind of got distracted and didn't really explain anything.
Well, no, he said he saw these characters online somewhere.
Yeah, he saw them online, yeah, for sure.
And he's pretty sure he's seen this logo. And like my jaw always drops. I'm like, really? Yeah. And how do I say about things that are about me? Like, tell
Where?
Me more.
Right.
I need to know. I don't want to sound like
an asshole.
I heard
like
asshole,
he was looking at some magazine or something. That's all I heard. I'm like, well, fucking tell me.
Yeah, yeah.
Where? By the way, New York Observer was here today taking pictures.
Weirdo.
Is that why it was so clean?
That's why it was clean here.
Yeah, Matt came in, sat down, and noticed, like, wow, it's very clean in here.
Yeah, bedroom isn't, but...
We just threw everything
what
in
you
there.
Do?
Sleep in there.
he just starts taking pictures, you know? Who knows what the fuck we're doing? We're like,
Actually,
it already started?
No, wait. He comes in, sits on the couch, we sit down, clicks a couple pictures, and I'm like, okay, so where do you want us? Right there. I'm like, did we just start? He goes, yeah, we just started. I'm like, oh, come on. Come on. 15 minutes, and he was out of here.
They're not all going to give you that whole next top model shit that I gave you.
I asked him to also. I'm like, are we doing okay? He's like, I'm not good at that.
I wanted to just go.
I swear to God. I was just kidding, though, because we, like, it's weird. Like, Keith and I both feel weird about it, so we're, like, kind of cracking jokes, you know, just to be like, the fuck are we doing? Right. You know, like, do you want us here?
He's like, is this what you guys do? Crack jokes? And you're like, yes.
Yes, here's a keychain.
I'm telling you, he really didn't get what the fuck we did. He really
didn't get it. He's like, why is this in your house?
He was very paranoid we were recording.
Yeah.
He's very paranoid we were recording whatever he wasn't saying.
He was also surprised he walked in.
Is that going to catch his soul?
We were recording whatever he wasn't saying.
He was surprised that this really looked like a studio. He's like, oh, they said it was a studio in your house, but it actually really looks like a studio in your house. Thanks. Because he goes to other people's houses that say, like, we have a whole recording studio in here, and he walks in and it's two turntables or something. So he was like, this is a real recording station, and the paranoia began.
Right, right. And then, so at the end, you know, why not? We do it to everybody else. Keychain and card. So then we go, you know what, let's give my latest DVD. There's something we can give. So it's the DVD, the keychain.
And we're really doing it out of, like, I don't know.
Why not? You're here, you know, yeah. Take a shirt. I don't know. So then so he's not looking, but he's like, oh, if I took all the free things I was offered. I'm like, then just don't fucking take it.
And I try to give him an out. I'm like, okay, don't worry about it. You don't have to. He's like, I think it's a conflict of interest. I'm like,
And then I try
God.
To, like, laugh. I'm like, oh, because
it's
you know.
Research material, if nothing else.
He's not writing
He's only doing pictures. That's why I don't care talking about him right now.
He already took the pictures, right?
Yeah. I mean, they're going to come out good or bad. I'm thinking he wants them to come out good.
Right. He doesn't want to feel like somebody goes, now, did you use the good picture? Because you were bribed with jokes about N-words.
I thought he was going to take him with him to go take a leak and just leave him in the bathroom.
Here's what he did.
No, here's what he did.
So he's debating about. So he looks at the DVD, and this is the fuck. He's like, "What is this?" And it's like, "Oh, it's stand up from the last show that I did." And he's looking at the back, and he just looks at it like, "What the fuck is this? What the fuck am I supposed to do with it?" And you just want to go. And I said something like, "You know, I mean, you don't have to take it."
Yeah,
you're
I
just
said,
offering.
"Don't worry
yeah.
about it." You know,
I don't. And he's like, "Look, like a monkey banging it on the thing." Like, I just don't. And like, who cares? So you know what he does? He ends up taking it. But not the card and keychain. That would be too much.
We don't know how the thought process works. Like, maybe that is not a conflict of interest somehow.
He's going to re-gift it.
Ah! All right. Whatever.
I hope he gives it to a child.
We should have given him the children's party songs one so he does give it to a child.
Oh, yeah, awesome. Yeah. This is for your 4-year-old. It's like his neighbor.
Oh. Look at Keith's disappointed face. Oh.
I wasted a DVD. That was brilliant.
We know for next time, babe.
You could have given him also the coming of age because it has Keith talking to a little kid on the back. Then
yeah, but
really
the comic, no, but
song.
but the Children's Party Songs actually is called Children's Party Songs. It has Keith
Balloons
on the cover as a clown. The whole thing looks like a kid's DVD.
That's true. Hemda
was opposed, I don't know if we ever said this, to the title Children's Party Songs. And she goes, people are going to think that song's for kids. And I'm like, fucking, you had me at yes. Anything before we get out of here? We got to get ready for Memorial Day. Real quick, what are the dates for Canada?
July 13th is when we get on the bus and go over to Canada, and it's also that night is the screening of the new DVD. July 14th is U.S. versus Canada Dodgeball. July 15th is a Keith and the Girl live show. All of this is happening in Toronto, Canada. And July 16th, the bus is coming down. The bus will be leaving from New York, going to Toronto, and Toronto back. You must have a passport to get on, or... Spooky, what are you saying now?
As I understand it, you only need, if you're an American citizen, at least until the end of 2007, which means the beginning of 2008, this won't work anymore. A photo ID, I believe. It has to be like a state or government-issued photo ID, like a driver's license, something like that.
And
a copy of your birth certificate, but it has to be notarized with the raised embossed seal thing that they do.
So if you have that, but... I'm going to check out this information.
Definitely check it out. But I've heard this from several people.
You also need 300 scores bucks. And I would say probably your passport.
And as we get closer, all the information is going to be on the forums. This weekend, I'm eating fucking pig cheek. We'll talk to you all about that on Tuesday. And then Tuesday night, of course, will be the meetup for the arm wrestling. Real quick, to tell us.
Thank you to Skella Girl for starting that thread on Canada, for putting all the information that is now available. It's available on the forums. Just go to Talk Shite and it's right there.
And she has hot pictures on her MySpace now.
Seriously, what is that?
Mm-hmm. Jesus. She went to a burlesque show.
Oh, is that what that was? Because they were like, I thought
it was
like
Scary Living Dead burlesque or something.
Oh my God. That was scary. But like scary hot.
You can see her bra.
Yeah. And it's plaid because her skirt's plaid because she's a naughty schoolgirl and she got all ripped up, didn't she?
Her clothes are ripped up. She's in a schoolgirl outfit and the clothes are ripped up.
I meant you took it there, didn't you?
Of course I did. That's what. What are we talking about? Anyway, I'm allowed.
I just thought.
Listen, dude, sex on the brain. That's okay.
I took it twice. Anyway, real quick, before we get out of here, ladies and gentlemen, Andy Rooney.
Another Memorial Day. It always reminds me of my childhood. Barbecues, parades, bomb pops, trick-or-treating, statues, Christmas trees, graveyards, flags. Yeah, of course, flags. There are a lot of flags at the United Nations. I wonder why that is. I like flags. You know, at night, flags have to be lit up by law. Or you have to take them down. It's like the flag can't bear to be in the dark. I know I can't. Enjoy your Memorial Day. KeithandTheGirl.com.